All right, we're going to talk about bollards next, because Saanich would like the Capital Regional District to remove bollards, those kind of, I don't know, obstructions you see if you don't want vehicles to drive onto a pathway or a trail or a road. Asking the CRD to remove those from some bike trails. What's going on here? One of the Saanich councillors involved is my guest, Teal Phelps Bondaroff. Hello, how are you?
Hey, it's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, great to have you on. Happy New Year. First chat of 2024, I think.
Yeah, hopefully first of many. Yeah, good to talk to you as well.
All right, so again, Saanich Council is requesting, or I think this is in the works, so I don't know where exactly it's at, but Saanich Council would like to request that the CRD take these bike bollards, or I should say bike trail bollards, away from, I'm assuming, the Galloping Goose Trail. But what's the problem with these bollards?
Yeah, the update is we did unanimously adopt the resolution last night, so the mayor will be writing a letter to the CRD, and we're asking for two things. One of them is to remove the bollards from trails, and the second one is to gather data on accidents resulting from collisions with bollards. And basically, those bollards exist or have been put in areas in the middle of the trail, on the edge of the trail, and they're sort of put there to sort of prevent cars hypothetically driving onto our trail system. The challenge you get, of course, is that there's that hypothetical risk coupled against the actual challenge of people running into these things. My colleague in 2017, Councillor Brownoff, asked people if they'd had any incidents resulting from collisions with bollards, and she had 25 people write to her with accidents that ranged from a 7-year-old running into it, damaged bikes, broken limbs, and very serious injuries. You're basically putting a solid metal post in the middle of a trail, and this is a big problem. It's a problem not just for people just not seeing them, but it's also an issue around broadening different types of bikes. So we've got a lot of people using different types of bikes. Myself, I get around with a bike trailer. We're car-free, and I haul a bike trailer full of books around town. You've got tricycles, you've got hopper bikes, you've got cargo bikes, even rollerbladers with a wide stance, trying to navigate through these narrow spaces, and that has a potential for collisions. And then we also have a very popular trail system. So if you're cycling along and there's some pedestrians in front of you, you may not even see a bollard until the last minute, and then there's a collision and a serious accident.
But aren't the things bright yellow? Like, how can you not see them?
There's a range of them. So some of them have been raised. Some of them are silver. Some of them are different colors. Some of them have reflectors. Some of them don't. And imagine you've got a crowded trail or someone walking in front of you. You just don't see it, or it's dark out, or for whatever reason. But the other idea is that you have a solid metal post in the middle of a trail. It seems very unforgiving in a space where you have vulnerable road users who aren't surrounded by, you know, metal and protections that you have in vehicles. And that's a serious problem, right? And we want to be increasing and encouraging mode shift, so people using active transportation. And that means increasing the experience on our trails. And one of those things is ensuring that people are safe. And bollards, they're there to prevent the hypothetical risk of a car driving onto trails against a very real situation of people colliding with them.
And is that a risk that needs the bollards? Like, were they put up because people were doing that? Because people were, for some reason, deciding to drive down the Galloping Goose or the Lochside Trail?
Not really, right? So, you know, I talked to staff about this, and this came up in our Transportation Advisory Committee. You know, Saanich doesn't have an explicit bollard policy, but what happens is removing them, and we only use them in Saanich as a last resort. And generally, the approach that is recommended is you only install a bollard if that is a problem, if you do have cars constantly driving into a space. But if you don't, installing the bollard really becomes an additional risk. And in fact, the BC Active Transportation Design Guidelines suggest using bollards is not best practice. So this is an older practice that was used back in the day. New guidelines suggest you don't use them for a host of reasons, the main one being safety.
And you mentioned that you've heard some examples of people hitting these things. So this is an issue for bicyclists.
Yeah, and as I said, like the different types of bikes. Right? So there's a really good example would be there's an amazing group that's called Cycling Without Age. And they have these things called Trishaws, which is like a tricycle with two seats on it. It's a passenger bike. And they take seniors and people with different mobility needs out on these bikes to have them explore trails. And of course, these are wide tricycles that can accommodate two people sitting side by side, and they can't fit through the bollards. And so they actually had the bollards removed from the trails around the airport up by Sydney so that this group could take people out on their bikes. That's another example of when you create these sort of narrow choke points, it makes it harder for people to navigate the trails. But yeah, and those accidents are quite serious. So from 2017, what my colleague, Councillor Brownoff, heard, you've got broken legs, you've got bikes being crunched. There's a seven-year-old that hit a bollard. You had one injury. There was three people that were injured because there was a collision and bikes went flying. A $7,000 electric bike was destroyed. These are just serious injuries and damage to people's bikes. And again, we aren't hearing tons of reports, or from my knowledge, any reports of cars driving up these the trails.
Now, I want to throw another thing. I have no idea if this is a thing, but most of these bollards are at intersections, right? At road crossings specifically. They're not just randomly in the middle of the trail. They're like where there's a road crossing. So shouldn't the bicyclists be like stopping and slowing down anyways as they approach these things? And wouldn't that negate any kind of problem with hitting them? Like, isn't it only like cyclists that are flying past too fast and blasting out into the road?
We do want to alert people that there's an intersection ahead, and there's a lot of ways of doing that without putting a solid impediment in the middle of the road. If you can imagine, like, sticking giant cement pillars in the middle of intersections with cars driving around, you know, it seems like we generally put those off to the side where they're not in the way or not use them at all, right, especially when you have cyclists. So there's definitely ways of alerting people that there's an intersection and that they should slow down without putting, you know, metal posts. Right? Spikes would also work, but that would be incredibly dangerous. We shouldn't be doing something like that.
So this is, again, Saanich requesting to the CRD to take these out because, again, it's on the CRD trails, the Galloping Goose, the Lochside Trail. So I guess it's in their court now.
Yeah, and on top of that, though, Saanich is stepping up, too. So we talked to our staff, and my understanding from, you know, Saanich Properties is that we only use bollards as a last resort. And the idea is that if you do have a lot of incidents of cars driving in space or you do need to, you have a very good reason for using a bollard, then one would be placed there. But otherwise, the default is to not place a bollard. And that's been our general approach. And we're just asking that the CRD do the same. And the great thing is, and this came up last night at council, the CRD is already engaged in this process of lighting and widening our trail system. And so there's a great opportunity there for also improving safety around bollards, which I think is another good step that's going to help improve the trail experience.
Teal Phelps Bondaroff is our guest. He's a Saanich counselor. And there you go. We'll see where the bollards go or whether they stay along the Galloping Goose and the Lochside Trail, particularly in Saanich, where Saanich Council would like them gone. Well, thanks for talking to us. And I guess we'll just watch the progress, see where it goes.
Yeah, always a pleasure chatting with you, and be safe out there, folks. As it gets colder and icier, drive safe.